Rochester is one of two areas nationwide where measurements of carbon dioxide emissions from cars decreased over the last few decades. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports.
Traffic is whizzing along on the inner loop. It's pretty heavy, even at noon on a Friday. But there's new evidence that all these cars and trucks in Rochester are getting a little cleaner. The data is from a report by the New York Times that looked at the top 100 metro areas for carbon dioxide emissions from traffic since 1990. Of those, only Rochester and San Jose, California showed decreases in both total carbon dioxide emissions and carbon dioxide emissions per person. Arian Horbovitz writes about urbanism and transit in upstate New York. He says there's not a clear reason why Rochester would be so different from other cities.
To say it's puzzling is putting it mildly. I would say that, you know, finding a potential answer to this is most definitely worth some investigation.
Martin Schuping is a project manager at the New York State Pollution Prevention Institute. He says he's puzzled too. One explanation might be that people in Rochester are using newer cars and trucks that run cleaner than older models. And he says Rochester traffic is actually not all that bad compared to other cities.
You know, and I sit in it too sometimes, and yeah, I'll grumble about the Rochester traffic. But then I go to New York or Chicago or Dallas, and I have to drive around there, and then I come home and say, oh yeah, this really isn't bad.
Whatever the explanation, Horbovitz and Schuping both say it's important to figure it out. They say Rochester could be a model for other cities trying to reduce pollution. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.